up early. Good for you. And welcome to the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back to the Pre-W. Smith Show. Now, we love it when the state of Michigan and our region gets listed as a top on any given list of any survey or any poll or any research done. And more good news for the state of Michigan, in particular the city of Detroit. Another couple of lists now recognizing two Detroit locations as tops in the country. Guys, you want to jump in on one of these?
Sure. The Detroit Riverwalk, for the third year in a row, was listed by USA Today as one of the best riverfronts in America. And if you've ever been to the Detroit Riverwalk, it is pretty incredible. It's really beautiful. We've taken the kids and ridden our bikes all the way through the Riverwalk. It's very cool.
It is very cool, and apparently the nation's recognizing that. As,
the nation
it's
agrees
number
with
one.
Us.
Yeah. Yes. And it has some good competition too, right? Like San Antonio Riverwalk. That's pretty cool over there. I've been there.
That is cool. I've been there too. And boy, that is designed to be a riverwalk. That whole thing is designed around that river. And it's really impressive. And for Detroit to be listed ahead of that.
It's pretty good.
Speaks volumes.
Way to go, Matt Cullen.
It's a good one. Okay. And we've got another to mention as well. This one, the number one, I believe it's Town Square.
Yep.
Drum roll, please. The winner is... Yeah, there it is. All right, very good, Mark. Campus Martius, yes, indeed.
All right.
I mean, there's nothing bad about Campus Martius. They have ice skating. They bring in a beach in the middle of the city in the summertime.
Oh, I've been there. Yeah.
They have outdoor movies in the middle of the city. It is incredible.
Yeah, it really is.
They have food trucks. They have, I mean, you name it. Big fan.
Well, big fan for both the Riverwalk and Campus Martius, yes, indeed. Listen, if you're a remote worker in the country, there's a study just released by the Wall Street Journal, and they're covering the United States cities that are the best places to live if you want to work remotely. They conducted the study based on a few critical factors. They actually enlisted the help of the survey firm Ipsos to conduct a nationwide poll in August of last year to identify the top 10 factors that people said they cared about most in a remote work location. The journal then weighted those factors to come up with a list of cities and towns that fit those priorities. Some of the things that really matter most, of course, high-speed internet, more living space, lower cost of living, ability to get into a home. These are things that really made a lot of difference for people as it related to remote work. And here is their list of the top 10 places in the U.S. to base yourself if you intend to focus exclusively on working remotely. By the way, remote workers make up a full 13% of the American workforce today. It's about 25 million individuals, according to Stanford University economist Nicholas Bloom. So this is really a sector of the population these days, part of our labor force that has become quite significant and obviously quite important for American business. So here we go. Let's call out a couple of these. At number 10, interestingly, this is something I would never have guessed, but Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh.
Fort Wayne finally made the list for something.
Easy now.
Exactly. Actually, I like Fort Wayne a lot. I've been there. It's a cool town. A lot going on in Fort Wayne, and it's made the list. Fort Wayne, Indiana, number 10. Best place if you want to work remotely in the country. St. Louis, Missouri, picking a couple of these out. At number 8.
Yeah.
Huntington, West Virginia at number 6. Indiana gets another one. Lafayette, Indiana at number 5.
And keep going because Evansville, Indiana hit number 3.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? 3 in the top 10.
Yeah.
Now, as you look at this, what's driving the presence of Indiana largely, now again, they have these weighting factors. Housing prices, lower cost of living, average house size. These are factors which really worked in the favor of Indiana and other Midwest locations. As we know, cost of living can be down in some of the Midwest states as opposed to the Sun Belt areas or in the West. Certainly in the East, all of prices go up and so on. So with no further ado, let's get to number 2 and 1. Coming in at number 2, Joplin, Missouri. And at number 1, best place to work if you want to work remotely, Springfield, Missouri. By the way, another Missouri, right? A couple of Missouris in the top 10. You got Missouri twice in the top 10, and you've got Indiana
8.
3 times.
Mm-hmm. Who made this survey? Are they from Missouri?
Yeah, right.
No, Indiana. They're from
Indiana. Yes, Indiana. Okay. You know, one thing is for sure, guys, in this post-pandemic era now, as we try to sort out what this new normal is all about, it's clear that remote work, at least at some level, is definitely here to stay. When you're talking about 25 million Americans who work exclusively on a remote basis, this is now a major part of the U.S. workforce. It's something companies have to deal with. It's a major option. It's a significant option for those looking to enter the corporate world or perhaps even do freelance work on their own, whatever it may be. People are really thinking seriously about setting themselves up to work remotely as a way to make a living.
And you know, Jeff, some of these towns that are on the list here, I wonder how over the next, you know, few years, they start to evolve as a town to actually accommodate all of these remote workers that are finding themselves locating or relocating to those places.
Right. And of course, they have the benefit now of knowing what's important to these people. Yep. That's been made clear through these polls and surveys and so on. And knowing what's important to people who want to work remotely, these cities who are benefiting and getting a jump start on really being a place where remote workers recognize that the quality of life relative to their objectives is really high. It all works for them. And so you're right, Kristen, you're absolutely right. These towns are going to really double down on those things that are making them a great place to work if you want to work remotely. All right. Well, one thing's for sure, guys. The labor markets, the way we work, the way companies operate, still in major flux as we get our feet back on the ground following the pandemic. And now as we figure out a way through the challenges associated on the heels of the pandemic, this really challenging and tough economic times. A lot of stuff to be sorted out. We'll see where it all lands. Be interesting to watch. No doubt certain things are changed forever. All right, signing off here on the Pre-W Smith Show. Stick with us right here on WJR.